pretty good fit, just kind of depending on what you're looking to do. Feel free to give me a call. I'm going to go over some options.
Hello. Hey, is this Eduardo?
This thing.
Hey, Eduardo, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm trying to update you here on the application, credit application, trying to wrap up, get the final approval over here on our end. Just have a few additional questions to ask. Do you have a little time to talk right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so just got a couple questions about your business. How many vehicles do you currently own right now?
Vehicles?
Yeah, vehicles. Like, how many trucks do you have?
One.
One truck? Okay. What type of truck do you have?
2009 Dodge and a Flatliner. 2005 Flatliner.
2005 Treadliner?
Yeah, semi, yeah, semi.
Oh, semi, 2005 semi.
Yeah.
So you have the 2009 Dodge and then the 2005 semi?
Yeah.
Okay. How many trailers do you own right now?
Right now, I was leasing one. I was having an old one, but I sold it.
Oh, you sold it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So your business, do you do interstate trucking or do you do local trucking?
No, long haul.
Only local. Okay.
Long haul.
Interstate. Okay, yeah. long haul interstate. Sorry.
Yeah,
bear with me. I'm taking some notes here. And the trailer that you're looking to purchase through Scott, are you going to be using this to go long haul again, interstate?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll be. Okay, I have another couple questions. Your time in business, you said you're 14 years time in business. Now, was Sand Creek Transport the business before? Because the SOS, the Secretary of State, says that you were a different company before, like an excavation company, correct?
I was an excavation, but I was doing long haul under excavation business.
Okay.
Excavating. And then I switched, and then I was working like that. I was having a backhoe also. And I was doing excavation, and I was doing long haul.
So when did you create Sand Creek Transport? When was that registered with the state of Idaho?
Oh, probably 3 years ago.
3 years ago? So you'd say... So pretty recent.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sand Creek Transport was... Transport was registered a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you're just doing like the business of long hauling through the excavation company before you created Sand Creek.
Yeah, and then after I created Sand Creek, and actually what I was doing, right now is I try to do a broker thing. I have a authority for a broker.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to buy a reefer because I need to have a truck up there running, you know, I need to.
Okay. And then, so the business structure, you had circled two on the application. You circled sole proprietorship and LLC. Which one is it? Are you a sole proprietorship or you're the single core owner? Is that how you structure the business?
Yeah, just me. Yeah.
Okay. So it's just a sole proprietorship.
Yeah.
For Sand Creek Transport, sole proprietorship.
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you happen to have your US DOT number?
My what?
The US DOT number.
US DOT number, what does that mean? What kind of number is that?
It's like for the truck. For the long haul deliveries.
Hi, is Alan available?
Like how much I make a month, you mean?
No, hold on, give me a second there. I got one of my seniors, I need to ask him a quick question. One second. Okay. Yeah, Eduardo, we don't have to worry about that right now. But the quick question on the excavation company, that was your company too, correct?
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay, so what was the name of that company? Because I'm just trying to clear up some stuff here on our end.
Oh, it was Excavating.
Ed's Excavating.
Mm-hmm.
And how long was that business, how long were you there? What was the time in business there?
Oh, I was since 1998, somewhere around.
Okay, and then the excavating, you said that you named it Ed's Excavating, but you were doing long haul under it.
Well, I was doing excavation and delivering gravel. I was having a dump truck.
Okay.
And I would have a dump truck, deliver gravel, and go clean ditches.
Right, right. And Eduardo, the structure of that business was, again, a sole proprietorship?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a sole proprietorship. Okay, so let me read back to you what I have on my end, and if anything doesn't sound right, just let me know. So you have one 2009 Dodge truck. Is it a Ram 1500? What type of Dodge are we talking about?
It's a 2500 Dodge diesel, 3/4 ton.
Diesel,
3/3.
3/4 ton, 6 speed. Okay. And then the semi, what information do you have on the semi, the 2005?
It's a 2005 Freightliner XL.
Sorry, what was that? It kind of cut out a little bit.
Oh, it's a 2005 Classic Freightliner XL.
Classic Treadliner.
13-speed.
Liner XL. 13-speed. And is that the one... Sorry, what was that?
And I have a... And that have a... What do you want to say to you? The motor have like only 200,000 miles on it. And
okay.
That's what they told me. So
that's right. Okay, so it's a 2005 Classic Treadliner. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's an XL 13-speed.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then you do long-haul interstate. Yeah, the trailer will be for interstate. Is the trailer going to go behind the Dodge, or are you going to use it for the classic Treadliner?
The Flatliner.
Okay.
But if everything goes good, I was thinking to get another truck to go to qualify to go to California.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So I have everything here on my end. I'm going to update the file, and then I can get back to you really soon. All right. All right, but hold on 1 second. My senior's here again. Let me talk to him real quick about it.
Hi, Eduardo. My name's John. I'm in the finding department. How are you doing?
Thank you. All right.
Good. I just had a few basic questions for you. So I understand that your business is Eduardo Gonzalez doing business as Sand Creek Transport. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and Sand Creek Transport, are you a local hauler or do you cross straight lines? What kind of transport do you specialize in?
I haul potatoes from Idaho to Virginia, Atlanta, Georgia, interstate, out of state.
Interstate, okay.
To New York, Ohio,
gotcha.
Indiana.
And so you currently have how many power units and how many trailers?
Right now, you have one truck right now. And I was have a reefer, but it was an old one, and then I sold it. But now I tried to buy a new one. I was leasing somebody else's reefer, but now I want to go and start buying my own, because I save a little more money if I have my own.
So reefer. Right now you have a truck and a trailer, or is it just a truck?
Just a truck right now.
Yeah, one truck. And do you still own that reefer, or do you lease that reefer?
No, I sold it. Well, no, I don't listen no more. I was here once because it was old, but I was leasing different one. I was leased with somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, do you, with your current arrangement, so who's going to be potentially driving the second truck?
What is that?
Who's going to drive the truck that you're going to buy potentially?
Me.
What's going to happen to the other truck?
Well, if I buy one, I'm going to... I want to try to sell it because it's kind of, you know, I want to upgrade it to go to California State.
Oh, so you're just trying to replace it. Okay. Okay, I understand now. All right, I'm going to have Nico get in touch with you. Give me 1 second, please.
Yeah.
All right, Eduardo, I'm going to call you back. I'm going to update everything on our end, and I'll give you a call, all right?
Sounds good, bud.
All right, you take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.